sitting position, either cross-legged on the floor or sitting on a chair. Soft armchairs aren't recommended, as they make it near impossible to keep the back straight and vertical. Besides, when leaning, energy circulations in the back tend to be hampered. To meditate, you want your back to be free, effortlessly vertical, like a blade of grass. For most people, this is best achieved by sitting cross-legged on the carpet, using cushions to raise the hips above the level of the knees. As you become more expert, cushions may no longer be required. At the start of a meditation, it's always a good idea to spend a few seconds adjusting your posture, making yourself as vertical as possible. Posture is nothing short of an art. In the knowledge tracks, you'll find detailed teachings about it. Here is a tip to get you started. Sit as if you were hanging from a thread attached to the top of your head. Then close your eyes. The eyes will remain closed in all phases of this session. Start breathing with the throat friction. Friction both when you inhale and when you exhale. The lower jaw must be relaxed. The rhythm of the breath is your normal one. You're breathing through the nose. I also remind you that a comfortable throat friction is one that comes from the bottom of the throat. Even though you don't really have to think about those details, just practice and the friction will automatically fall into place. An important observation is that the throat friction becomes much more powerful when sitting with your back perfectly vertical. So keep breathing with the throat friction while fine-tuning your verticality. In a good meditation posture, there is an element of levity. With practice, it's as if you were turning a dial. When you reach perfect verticality, the throat friction gears into the posture with an immediate enhancement of the vibration in the throat. Keep experimenting, refining your verticality, breathing with the throat friction. Then become aware of the area between the eyebrows. One of the skills you need to develop is to connect the throat friction to the area between the eyebrows. On the most simple level, this just means being aware of both at the same time, the throat friction and the area between the eyebrows. But through practice, you're going to learn to use the throat friction to reinforce the sensation of vibration or tingling between the eyebrows. Let's experiment with this. Discontinue the throat friction. Just remain aware between the eyebrows. Your eyes remain closed. There's a certain sensation between the eyebrows. Just rest on it. Then, start the throat friction again, and see if you can use it to reinforce the sensation between the eyebrows. Create a little more denseness or pressure, or make the tingling sensation more tangible. Then, stop the throat friction. Just awareness between the eyebrows. Observe the quality of vibration. Vibration, by the way, is a generic term. It doesn't refer to a physical vibration, but to the various modalities of the something you feel between the eyebrows. Either a light tingling, or a denseness, or a slight sensation of pressure, or perhaps a pulsing. Each time I mention vibration, I am referring to any of these, whichever comes to you more naturally. Then, let's resume the throat friction, connected to the area between the eyebrows. With practice, this immediately creates an enhancement of the vibration. The something between the eyebrows becomes more tangible. Then stop the throat friction. Just awareness of the vibration between the eyebrows. Start the throat friction again, connected to the area between the eyebrows. Make the vibration more tangible. Don't make it too intense, though. The vibration needs to remain subtle. If you were to make it too heavy, you'd create a headachy feeling with no benefit for your meditation. So, whenever you have the choice, a slight tingling is preferable to heavy pressure. Note, however, that as part of an awakening of the third eye, there are bound to be times when the vibration becomes very intense. This is a natural part of the process. When this is the case, just let it happen. It passes. We're going to continue with musical sounds. Don't listen to them. Feel them from the area between the eyebrows. Always breathing with the throat friction. sound after the sound. The silent vibration that is left as an after effect of the sound. Then another wave of sound. Make the area between the eyebrows an organ of touch. Don't listen to the sounds, feel them. And let them enhance the quality of vibration or light between the eyebrows.